I'll begin this morning by reading one of the lines from the Jusege, which we chanted here this morning. We chant the Jusege very often, and it's nice to, from time to time, reflect on the meaning of the Jusege. Please join me in Gassho. Gao Muryo Ko Fui Dai Seshu Fusai Shobingu Se Fujo Shogaku. I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas. Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment. Watashi wa kagiri naku itsu made mo oi naru megumi no nushi to nari. Chikara mo naku kurushinderu mono wo hiroku suku koto ga dekinai yo nara. Chikatte hotoke ni wa naranai to namandabutsu 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 namandabutsu. Thank you all for joining us. This is, we're getting back into our normal routine now. Our Obon service was last weekend. Thanks to all of you who were able to join us for that. And in just a few weeks, we'll be starting our Dharma school year. But we still have a few more of these nice summer services to continue. Lately, I've been listening to the news back and forth to the temple. And every time I turn on the news, California's here in the national news because of our wildfires. This time of year, we have many wildfires. I know there's been a big wildfire burning outside, a very powerful wildfire burning outside Los Angeles that displaced many people, and several homes were damaged or destroyed in that fire. And so I had this, been kind of thinking and reflecting on, you know, this sort of precariousness of our lives, which the Buddha teaches with great clarity. So of course, even in the Buddha's time, wildfires were a common occurrence. And it's said that the Buddha often traveled through the forests and spent much of his time in the forests. Of course, in those days in India, you had, as you know, you have population centers, cities here and there. And between those cities, there were forests. And like California, oftentimes parts of northern India where the Buddha lived had there would be a rainy season, but then there would be seasons where it was very dry. And oftentimes, like as we have here, once a fire was triggered, it would begin to burn out of control. Of course, in those days, they didn't have helicopters and airplanes that could drop fire retardant and things like that. So oftentimes, people had to flee from the fires. So it's said that one day, when the Buddha and his group of disciples were traveling through the forest, a fire began to, a lightning strike caused a fire, and it spread very quickly to the area where the disciples of the Buddha were. It said that as soon as the Buddha saw that fire, he just stopped right where he was. And his younger disciples, the ones who were newer to the teaching, I should say, began to panic, and they got very worried. And they said, okay, well, let's burn out this section of the forest to create a kind of what we call a fire break. Right? They do this even now. They burn a section of the forest so that there's no fuel, do a kind of controlled burn to keep it from then coming and spreading to where they were. And so they were, you know, they were panicking and they're rushing around, they're trying to light a fire. And the senior disciples of the Buddha who had already attained enlightenment said, you know, calm down, calm down. What are you doing? Don't you realize that we're in the presence of the Buddha? Don't you realize that everything will be okay here in the presence of the Buddha? He says, let's all just come and stand by the Buddha. Allow him to be our leader. Watch and observe and do as he does. でも他の長老の弟子たちは、いや、仏様がいるから大丈夫ですよ。 ほら、仏様を見て、仏様に近づいて、そのところに行っていこうと思ってるんですね。So they all gathered around the Buddha, and sure enough, the flames, they became larger, and they came closer and closer, but said 16 paces from where the Buddha was standing, the fire stopped and burned out, and just stayed at that place. そして、釈迦様に近づいたら、5メートルぐらいのところに近づいたら、それが消えたというんですね。And so all the disciples began to praise the Buddha. They said, wow, you're so wonderful. You have such wonderful powers, of course. The enlightened Buddha, not even fire can come to get you. The Buddha said, actually, this is not by my own power that this happens, but this is from the power of other Buddhas and from activities of a previous lifetime. And so the disciples said, oh, please tell us about it. So the Buddha's disciple Ananda laid out his robe and made a place for the Buddha to sit. And there in the forest, the Buddha told a story about a previous life when he was born as a quail. Do you know what a quail is? What's a quail? It's a little birdie, right? So the Buddha told a story about a previous lifetime when he had been born as a little birdie. And so he was a little birdie. And when he was very young, he was still in his nest and his mommy birdie and mommy birdie would bring him some food, and he was living in this nest, and he was relying on them for care. And at that time, a forest fire started up and began in the forest, and all the animals fled. All the animals fled. And even his parents, they were birds, so they had this instinct when they saw fire, they would just fly away. See, animals are a little different from humans in some ways. And so even his parents fled. And so this birdie was there all by himself in the nest while the fire was burning all around him. And so as he was there, wondering, what can I do? What can I do? I'm so small, I can't fight this fire all by myself. And I'm too small to fly away. I'm too small to fly away. And so what can I do? And so he thought, and he said, in this world, there exists the power of goodness and the power of truth. There are beings who, having realized all the perfections in previous lives, have attained enlightenment beneath the Bodhi tree. They have become Buddhas, filled with truth, compassion, and patience. There is power in the attributes they have won. Although I am very young and very weak, I can grasp one truth that is the single principle in nature. As I call to mind the Buddhas of the past and the power of their attributes, let me perform an act of truth. So he called upon this idea of all these Buddhas, and then it said that through that power, the fire went away, retreated 16 lengths, 16 paces, and went out. So the Buddha said, that little birdie in a previous life, that was me. That was me, and this was that very spot where I stood. And so by calling on that power of those Buddhas, then this fire was able to be extinguished. So this is a wonderful story, and it's about more than forest fires. Because there are many different challenges that we face in our life that might seem like a forest fire. It might seem like there's a fire burning all around us. And so this teaching tells us that when we're faced with the real challenges, when we don't know what to do, when we're even starting to panic, that we should turn our minds to the Buddhas. Turn our minds to the Buddhas. And there we can find the strength that we need to face whatever is there in our life. The Buddha's simple teaching of goodness, wisdom, compassion. So when we're faced with a challenge in our life, something difficult happens, something doesn't go our way, we don't get what we want, naturally, maybe we get upset, we panic, maybe we think we should flee from this situation. We should find some other way to maybe distract ourselves or go somewhere else. But let's think about the Buddha's example. He stood his ground. He stayed where he was. He faced that challenge with calm and peace of mind, calling upon previous Buddhas. So this is the practice that we do too, right? We say, Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. When we say Namo Amida Butsu, we're calling to mind this Buddha, Amida Buddha, the Buddha of immeasurable wisdom and compassion. And when we call to mind Amida Buddha, we receive all the virtues, wisdom, compassion, and strength. We call that the other power, Nambutsu, turning our mind to the Buddha, receiving the strength of the Buddha's wisdom as our guide to face the challenges that we encounter in our daily lives.
この話の中では小さい小鳥が山火事の中に山火事があってで、この山火事があってその鳥が私は飛ぶこともできないし逃げることもできないし自分の力でこの火を消すこともできないけど以前に悟りを開いた仏がいるその仏様の力をいただけばその真実のことによって何かできるんじゃないかと思ってでその以前の悟りを開いた仏様に心を向かってでその仏様の力をいただいて火が消せたという話ですね。この話はただなんか山火事の話だけじゃなくて私たちの人生の中にいろいろ自分の山火事のような困ることもありますね。その困った時に仏様を心を仏様の方をよりどころとして仏様の力をいただいてそれを生きて抜ける力を仏様いただくことができますね。
So in this time of many forest fires and great difficulties in our world and many aspects of our lives, I think we can all turn our minds to this very simple truth of the Buddha, that by relying on wisdom and compassion, by remaining calm, that we can see the clear way forward in our lives. The Buddha's simple message of caring for one another, being patient with one another, and turning our minds always in the right direction toward the clear path of awakening.
そして、この最近、山火事もあるし、社会の中にいろいろな、大変になっていることあるんですけど、仏様の御教えに心を向かって、共に生ける、共に助け合う心にして、なんとか生きて抜ける力をいただくことがありますね。
So in conclusion, I'd like to once again return to these words of the Jusege, which we chanted this morning. These words which express Amida Buddha's sincere vow to be a source of strength for all those who are in difficulty, all those who lack strength to face challenges. The Buddha is vowing to provide that strength through his wise teaching.
この仏様がすべての困っている人の力となる十世紀の一句はもう一回拝読して終わりたいと思います。
Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
ガオ無料公、フーイ大摂取、フッサイショービング、政府上昇学。
I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas.Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment.
私は限りなくいつまでも大いなる恵みの主となり、力もなく苦しんでいる者を広く救うことができないようなら、誓って仏にはならないと。
南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無